exercise change.
Now, we talked earlier today in the workshop about how you don't like the word relapse.
Yes.
You know, so in this cycle, obviously, it's back to old ways, and prior to that, it's slipping back, which represents a lapse. Would you mind just talking a little bit about your thoughts on lapse versus relapse?
It's so important is that when people have put a lot of effort into change and they have set themselves a high target, even if they slip slightly, that slight slip doesn't feel temporary and recoverable, because there's something called the abstinence violation effect, or the really stink moment when you have engaged in a behaviour that you've told yourself you shouldn't. And when you engage in that behaviour, in that moment, I've had one piece of chocolate cake, I might as well have the whole lot. I've had one cigarette, I might as well go back to smoking 40 a day. I've not exercised for a day, so therefore I might as well not exercise for the rest of my life. It's an absolute catastrophizing of the situation, but emotionally it makes sense, and the reason it makes sense is because actually this is important to us. But if we see it as a relapse, and we accept that this is now not just temporary and it's a slip and it's a learning experience, but it actually says something about our own incompetence or our own inability to change, I am a failure, I can't change, why would you now put any effort in to further change? Whereas if you reframe it and look at it as it really is, which is, okay, in this situation, this happened. What do I understand by it? What have I learned by it? This is now, I know this is now a way not to live my life in this moment. So what have I learned so that should this situation arise again, I can learn from that and work in a different way. And in that moment, you will still feel bad.
Yes.
But it, knowing it's temporary, and knowing that if you don't feed it and don't fuel it, you can still pick up the pieces. It's really helpful. And the other thing is that if you've had 3 or 4 months of engaging in a in your new cornfield, and then you go back temporarily to your old circle, that new cornfield circle is still there.
Still there, right, yeah.
It's going to take quite a long time before the corn grows and it completely disappears. So you will all, you, really, you've got that new learning experience in your head, in your body. All you need to do is allow yourself to go back and start the process, not from beginning, but continue the process from where you were when you left
Sure.
off.
Sure. And I think, like you said, that is a huge challenge for people, because people are very absolute in their thinking of either sticking with it or have failed.
Yes.
So give yourself the space. Look at what you look at it as a learning experience, and go back to what you were doing in a better position.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's, again, it's being kind to yourself. A lot of this is about being kind to yourself, allowing yourself to be human, but at the same time giving yourself that that drive, that, that actually this, there is a value for this, I can see the reasons for it, it's okay to slip, but I'm not going to let that deter me. I'm still going to do the one step forward, maybe one step back, 2 steps forward, 2 steps back. I'm going to play that change dance, if you like, and I'm going to allow myself to play that change dance.